Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Compliance Week News Podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we're going to do a quick recap of various legislative maneuvers we have seen happening in Washington lately. As you may have heard, Congress has been working on several bills to reform corporate governance and financial regulation this week, and that has included several amendments, such as to exempt small companies from Section 404B of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, as well as to put oversight of the Financial Accounting Standards Board under the auspices of a new Council of Regulators. Those amendments still have a long way to go before they become law, but many investors are already starting to say that these reforms might actually reverse some of the advances in corporate governance we have seen since Enron and WorldCom happened 8 years ago. Now, to talk us through all of this and what is happening, we are joined by Cheryl Graziano. Cheryl is the Vice President of Financial Research and Accounting Policy at Financial Executives International, and she has been keeping close tabs on Congress this week. So, Cheryl, thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you, Matt, and it's good to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to educate folks on what's going on this week.
Sure. Well, first question then, give us a recap of what is going on. We've seen several legislative pushes this week in the House Financial Services Committee about Section 404 and FASB oversight. What exactly has been going on that's worth keeping an eye on?
Well, let me first address the proposed Sarbanes-Oxley Amendment. It's a little bit less complex, for lack of a better description, than the financial oversight body that you had mentioned earlier. But
sure.
Kind of, if I could tee this up a bit, as a point of background, many listeners may be familiar or probably well familiar with the Section 404A of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. That section of the Act actually required a management report on internal control. Right now, companies of all size, at least public companies of all size, currently provide this. Now, the issue in question pertains specifically to Sarbanes-Oxley Section 404B, which requires an external audit of the internal control. So that, again, would be what's being discussed and what's on the table with Congress right now. And this,
sure.
would affect small public companies, those generally defined as what the SEC calls non-accelerated filers with less than $75 million in market cap. So right now, that small group of companies have not yet been subject to 404B, but will have been by the end of this fiscal year. So what we're talking about here is this week, the House Financial Services Committee has approved an amendment that would exempt these small companies from that 404B provision of SOX.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. It sounds like you had a question.
Well, I was going to say, was this expected at all? I mean, there have been anti-404 critics in Congress for quite a while, but I was wondering if we have any sense of, were people expecting this amendment to come up and be approved?
In terms of the expectation of the amendment per se, I'll comment on that a little bit later. But, I mean,
sure.
In terms of teeing this up, that provision of SOX had long been delayed and gone through different iterations in terms of being delayed for non-accelerated filers. Certainly there's been a history behind it. How it was introduced into the House Financial Services Committee this week, the Garrett-Adler amendment offered by Representative Scott Garrett and Adler, both from New Jersey, actually put that through the House Financial Services Committee. And then it was approved by a vote of 37-32 as part of this week's consideration of the Investor Protection Act.
Mm-hmm.
So in turn, the committee then voted to approve the Investor Protection Act by a vote of 41-28. So that's kind of how it was introduced. I suspect, again, given the history of it, perhaps this may have been brought to the attention of many Congress people. Although again, it would be it'd be through those congressional offices per se. But Garrett and Adler actually introduced it this for vote.
So we've got the Section 404B exemption floating around out there. Now, what about the amendments to change oversight of the Financial Accounting Standards Board?
This, as I said, is less more complex, I would say, in
mm-hmm.
terms of a congressional activity than the 404B provision, and certainly has a little bit different history. But currently, Congress, just to tee this up again, is considering several pieces of legislation dealing with financial regulatory reform. Now, those monitoring this and what's been going on with the economy, et cetera, knows that numerous hearings have been held on just financial regulatory reform in general that impact other areas outside of accounting standards oversight. But let me just cover this specifically. So, again, the House Financial Services Committee introduced this concept of oversight through different pieces of legislation, one also being the same Investor Protection Act in which the 404B provision was introduced. So in conjunction with that, they began considering markups or amendments to that overall bill. So last week, Congressman Gary Miller, Republican from California, offered an amendment that would create a financial reporting forum. And again, this forum would be different from the oversight body that I'll talk a little bit about later. But that would be comprised of representatives from the SEC, the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, the PCAOB, the FDIC, Federal Depository Insurance Corporation, and the Financial Accounting Standards Board. Then this forum would meet on a quarterly basis to discuss issues related to financial reporting and ultimately provide a recap report to Congress. As well as any other recommendations. This forum concept that was introduced by Representative Miller would not have the authority to create accounting standards, but just, again, to recommend any potential changes or just observations. But what makes this more complex is there's another representative, Congress Ed Perlmutter from Colorado, Democrat from Colorado. He offered a different amendment, which dovetails a bit into what Representative Miller brought forward. And now, again, Congressman Perlmutter's change was originally introduced back in March as part of another bill. But this H.R. 1349, which I'll start using that nomenclature from this point forward, which represents Perlmutter's amendment, would create a different entity, a Federal Accounting Oversight Board, which would be different from the financial reporting forum that I mentioned earlier. As far as oversight, H.R. 1349 would charge this new FAOB entity to approve and oversee accounting principles in terms of just reporting for federal regulatory agencies and other related reporting requirements.
And that essentially is a power the SEC ultimately has right now.
Correct.
And that would be reassigned.
Correct.
Okay.
And right now, because that's another level, again, this is what makes this bill more complex than the previous forum bill. Because this would amend the Securities Exchange Act of 1933 and 1934, which was essentially, as you said, transfer oversight of accounting standards from the SEC to this new FAOB.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of reconciling what Miller and Perlmutter have both introduced, certainly one would contradict with each other, so there has to be some level of reconciliation from a congressional standpoint. House Financial Services Chairman Barney Frank did recognize this and said, we'll just introduce both options, amendments for vote, and then if there are any conflicts, then they could be worked out later as it's brought to the full House and full committee, et cetera.
So now let's change the focus here. If I am a financial reporting executive of some kind at a large company and I'm watching these various litigation or legislative changes floating around, what should I be either most alarmed by or most watching, or what really should be on the radar screen at this moment?
Right now, I mean, it's really more monitoring the changes that could be going on, and if companies, have a position, et cetera, organizations have a position, then certainly, make those positions or opinions known, which is what some organizations are doing now. Mm-hmm. With regards to Section 404B, certainly that's, again, a smaller population of companies that could be impacted by a change, and how those companies could be impacted certainly would be in terms of compliance clause. If they no longer have to opine specifically on internal controls, I mean, they still have to provide a management opinion on internal controls, but they would no longer have this audit. Certainly that would lower their costs. So that's the kind of practical consideration if a change actually passes the House, gets reconciled with the Senate, et cetera, becomes law. But certainly something to comment on, something to keep an eye on if you're a smaller non-accelerated filer company.
Sure.
Now, in terms of the concept of the Federal Accounting Oversight Board concept, that, again, would impact a larger group of companies, both potentially, of course, public because, it would change some of the authority in terms of the SEC, but it could also affect private companies as well. And FEI's Committee on Corporate Reporting, which represents our large public companies, has filed a letter expressing some of the concerns, and we also are kind of trying in the process of filing a letter on behalf of our committee on private companies that focuses on accounting standards. So that's kind of the overall sense that financial executives and reporting folks would have to be to keep apprised of, again, should any changes go through.
Now, you just said that FEI has, you know, drafted a letter expressing some concerns about tinkering with FASB's oversight. Could you just tell me what you guys are concerned about or where you fear this might go wrong?
Right, but certainly, again, just to tee us up, the FEI's Committee on Corporate Reporting represents about 45 publicly held companies, larger publicly held companies within the Fortune 500. But for starters, their letter addressed specifically the concept of the FAOB. It expressed concern with, you know, these recent congressional proposals that would change essentially the oversight of accounting standards under this new board. So some of the concerns that the letter expressed, again, impact on objectives of financial reporting, potentially harm U.S. capital formation, and of course, an obvious one would be to potentially politicize this, the process of setting accounting standards.
Mm-hmm.
So a few points that the letter made. One is, you know, certainly bank regulators have the objective to provide financial stability, ensure the safety and soundness of banks, et cetera, and the entire banking system. Meanwhile, accounting standard setters, again, they have a single mandate as opposed to the overall banking system, safety. The accounting standards mandate would be, again, to ensure that investors and the markets have the proper information so that they could evaluate companies and make proper decisions. So one of the points made in the letter is that, you know, having these functions under one regulator could weaken those two, although complementary, but different missions.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, so they're reaffirming in terms of their desire to keep oversight of the accounting standard setting of, i.e. FASB, under the SEC. And again, because of the history that it's had with the commission has had with providing fair, objective, and transparent reporting for public companies.
And Cheryl, we only have about a minute or so here left, so I wanted to get just one last question in about how much do you think these bills are likely to survive the full House and the full Senate and become law? I mean, now that they've cleared the Financial Services Committee, is that a key barrier, or do you think that we're still going to have a long road in front of us with opportunity for more changes?
Yeah, certainly, I guess the broader picture here is that healthcare, there's still the healthcare bill that has been the primary focus, you know, over the past several months, you know, for every constituent being represented. So that's kind of been front and center, and this, you know, these bills have just been part of the process in the larger Investor Protection Act. So it's anybody's guess at this point as to how this activity will play out in the long term. However, there have been other organizations, in addition to FEI's Committee on Corporate Reporting and Committee on Private Companies, that have commented on this, including the SEC. So right now, it's anybody's guess. But there's one other point that some folks have brought up is that, you know, in the process of this, from a financial accounting reporting perspective, there is the overall convergence efforts between the FASB and the International Accounting Standards Board that, you know, an oversight board could potentially bring that process to a halt. So,
all right. Cheryl, that is all the time we have today, but you've given us plenty of information and covered a lot of ground, so we really appreciate all your time here today.
Well, thanks for your time, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.
And again, everybody, that was Cheryl Graziano of Financial Executives International talking with us about recent legislative reforms in Congress that could have some profound implications for financial reporting if they ultimately become law. That is all for this week's podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you join us again next time.